Good morning. Our question today is it permitted to daven with a jacket on, but without putting our arms into the sleeves? In other words, simply by laying the jacket on our shoulders as if we're wearing a jacket, but not wearing it as it was intended with the arms into the sleeves of the jacket. So it's a very, very much more informal way of wearing a jacket. So in fact, when would we do this? That would be common, possibly in Shacharis, because it's more difficult to put our arm into the jacket, at least the arm that has the tefillin on it. And even more commonly in the summer when it's hot and somebody wants to wear a jacket for Mincha and Maariv, for example, but doesn't want to put the sleeves in because that makes it much hotter. Is it permitted to simply wear it in the informal manner, laying it over the shoulders, but without inserting the arms into the sleeves? So the Tshuvas Or Litzion says that you need to put your arms into the sleeves. V'lo kemoshi yesh noagim, and not like certain people that they just lay the jacket over their shoulders, put the arms into the sleeves of the jacket and wear it in its proper way. And in fact, the Kovetz Mevakshei Torah brings in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, so it's improper those who simply lay the jacket on their shoulders. V'gam ha'omed lifnei melech lo yasachen. Somebody who stands in front of a king, a dignified person indeed, would not go with the jacket simply on in an informal way, laying on top of the shoulders. Certainly the arms would be inserted into the sleeve. So that's the opinion of the Or Litzion and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. On the other hand, the Sefer Torah HaYeshiva has quite an arichus, quite a lengthy discussion on this, and he initially wants to learn from the halachas of Shabbos, that just like when it comes to Shabbos, there are many achronim who say that wearing a jacket, even absent putting our arms into the sleeve, is the derech malbush bekach, that is still the normal way of wearing the jacket, and accordingly, they permit to wear the jacket, even when there's no eruv, permit wearing it out into a rishus harabim, that is not permitted, that is not considered carrying the jacket, that's considered wearing the jacket, and that would be indeed permitted. But then he says, he cuts in the other direction, and he says there seems to be a strong basis to distinguish between the halachas of Shabbos and the halachas of davening. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the question is this a normal way of wearing something? And he says that wearing a jacket, simply laying it on the shoulders without inserting the arms into the sleeves, is a derech malbush bekach, that is a normal way to wear the jacket, and it would be permitted to go out even when there's no eruv. On the other hand, when it comes to davening, we have the imperative, either the mitzvah or the chiyuv of hikon likras elokecha Yisrael, that we have to beautify ourselves in proper clothing. And we would not daven in such a way. We would certainly not appear in front of dignitaries, certainly not in front of the Gdolei Yisrael in such an informal manner without putting the jacket on in its proper way and inserting our arms into the sleeves. But then, on the third hand, he cuts the other way and says maybe, in fact, we have a basis to be lenient based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that we see that there were indeed Amoraim that would wear a glima for davening. That glima, he explains, is an outer garment. It makes the person look like he has no form. And Rashi explains that there was no, it wasn't a tapered look. There was nothing cut to insert the avarim, the limbs into the beged. It was more like a large, loose poncho of some sort. And accordingly, we see that they would daven, even though it wasn't tapered. They didn't insert the sleeves. And he wants to say, their clothing did not have sleeves, and lichaora, from here we can learn that it's permitted to daven with a jacket on, even without inserting our arms into the sleeves. So that's where he concludes, indeed, that it would be permitted. I personally don't think that's a very good proof from the glima. The glima was not form-fitting, and the person was wearing it in the proper way that the glima was created. It has no sleeves, so he wasn't putting his arms into sleeves. There were no sleeves to put the arms into. However, when it comes to our jackets, they are made with sleeves, and somebody who's wearing it without inserting the sleeves is not wearing the clothing, not wearing that beged in the normal way that it was created. So I don't think we can bring a proof from a galima that was worn in its proper way, although it didn't have sleeves, to our clothing, which does have sleeves, so it's worn in not the normal fashion. But in any case, be that as it may, the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu records that Rav Chaim Kanievsky indeed asks this question of the Chazon Ish. He said as follows, Imutal hispala kashuhu lavush b'me'il b'lishi yachnisa sayadayin l'sharvulim. Is he permitted to daven with a jacket without inserting his arms into the sleeves? And indeed, The Chazon Ish responded as follows, and I quote, Ani mipalel kach. Indeed, I daven in that fashion, said the Chazon Ish, without inserting my arms into the sleeves. So there we have it. We have a machlokis amongst the poskim. The Or Litzion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's an improper way to daven. It's not formal. It doesn't fulfill hikon likras alakecha Yisrael, wearing proper clothing as we would wear in front of Gedolim, in front of Gedolei Yisrael. On the other hand, we see that the Chazon Ish himself was of the view that it is permitted to daven even without inserting one's arms into one's sleeve. Have a wonderful day.